You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Ambuja Cements has reported a net profit of ₹532.29 crore in Q4 of FY24 against ₹502.40 crore it reported in the same period a year ago, an increase of 6% on year. The company reported a consolidated net profit of ₹1,525.78 crore, a jump of 100% on year in Q4 of FY24. It posted a net profit of ₹763.30 crore in the same quarter of the previous year. The company has clocked a revenue of ₹4,780.32 crore in the last quarter of FY24, a growth of 12.3% on year compared to ₹4,256.31 crore it reported in Q4 of FY23. Up next, goods and services tax collections have breached the ₹2 lakh crore milestone. The gross GST collection hit a record of ₹2.10 lakh crore, an increase of 12.4% year-on-year in April, the Finance Ministry said. According to the Ministry, the growth is the result of an increase in domestic transaction and imports. Meanwhile, the net GST revenue for April 2024 was recorded at ₹1.92 lakh crore, an increase of 17.1% when compared to April 2023. Interestingly, Mizoram recorded the highest percentage growth with 52%. State collected ₹108 crore in April 2024 against 71 crore collected in the same period of previous year. Contrary to this, J&K, Sikkim, Arunachal, Nagaland, Meghalaya, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands reported a negative growth. Moving on, Adani Wilma reported a standalone net profit of ₹156.32 crore in Q4 of FY24, a jump of 60% on year against ₹97.70 crore in the same period a year ago. The Adani Group's flagship FMCG firm posted a consolidated net profit of ₹156.75 crore versus ₹93.61 crore in the corresponding period a year earlier. However, the company's revenue declined 4.5% on year in Q4 of FY24, standing at ₹13,238.04 crore in the last quarter of FY24 against ₹13,872.64 crore it posted in the same period of the previous year. In another development, the Election Commission unveiled the final figures for the first and second phase, indicating turnout rates of 66.1% and 66.7% respectively, a few days post the completion of polling. This disclosure coincided with the opposition party's inquiries into the delay in data release. Back in 2019, the voter participation stood at 69.4% for the initial phase and 69.2% for the subsequent phase. Yet the SC hasn't divulged the precise number of votes cast during these periods. According to the EC's data, a higher percentage of men voted in both phases compared to women. In the first phase, 66.2% of males and 66.1% of females exercised their voting rights. In the second phase, nearly 67% of males and 66.4% of females participated in the electoral process. Meanwhile, India's ambitious drive to expand its national highway network is expected to face a slowdown in the current fiscal year, according to a report released by CareEdge Ratings on Tuesday. The rating agency anticipates a decrease of 7-10% in the construction phase, estimating it to be around 31 km per day due to the escalated execution challenges. This projection comes after a notable surge in construction during the previous fiscal year, FY24, where the pace reached a commendable 34 km per day, marking a substantial 20% increase. However, despite this uptick, the current pace lags behind levels achieved in FY21, attributed to persistent execution hurdles and a progressively competitive environment, the report stated. In other news, hospitals across Delhi are witnessing a spike in cases of mumps, a highly contagious viral infection. According to a report by the Indian Express, in the last 2 months, the city's hospitals are reporting 5-6 cases of complications due to mumps. According to expert, a drop in vaccination rate due to COVID pandemic could be a major reason for the spike. The Indian Express reported that most patients are 6-7 years of age. According to reports, young adults between 18 and 25 are also visiting the hospitals with symptoms of mumps. Though the viral infection appears to be spreading in Delhi NCR, other states like Andhra, Kerala, Telangana, and Maharashtra have seen rising mumps cases in children in the past few months. Lastly, the New York police barged in on the premises of Columbia University late on Tuesday to end the pro-Palestine protests that have taken over the campus for the last 2 weeks. The police intervened hours after Mayor Eric Adams called for the demonstrations to end. Some of the visuals that were broadcast by the media channels show the police storming into the university campus with riot gear. The campus's well-known Hamilton Hall was barricaded by protesters and was declared as Hinz Hall, referring to a Palestinian child who was killed in the Gaza conflict. The police also ended up arresting many protesters to clear the building. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the world of finance and business stories.